Margot Sullivan. Margot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You make the point in your call to us. Bullying, you say, is absolutely chronic in Irish schools, but you have an experience where you believe the school dealt with it, responded to it quickly and effectively. How did they respond to it? What happened? Was it online bullying?
It was online bullying, Joe. I mean, I've lived abroad for many years, and I actually do work in the education sector, and I came back last year with my two teenage children, and completely horrified, like, with bullying. And then my daughter came to me about 3 weeks ago, luckily, but it was late at night, and showed me, and she had the sense to take a screenshot. The language was atrocious, and there were threats to her personal safety. And as a mother, the mother thing comes out first, like, immediately, of course, wanted to do something about it. And then she pleaded with me, please don't tell the school, just leave it. Now, as it turns out, and this is what made me want to talk about it, because there's a lot of things about bullying and policies, etc., and guidelines, but we need action. But there was some, because when there's online bullying, other people and other children, they see what's going on, but they're not reporting it, the bystanders. But the school that she was fortunate enough to go to, obviously, they do have that, and other people did report it. But eventually, after 3 days, I said, okay, this is enough. So I just contacted the school, and within 2-3 hours, dealt with. Yeah. There's a zero tolerance in this school. They rang the four parents immediately.
Okay.
They have sanctions, and they were implemented immediately.
Wow.
But what really concerned me, and why I'm warning you, is then I was saying to my friends, I'm so impressed, it's wonderful. And they said, no. And they all had so many stories that this is actually not what happens in most cases. In many cases, the schools are not taking action.
Mm-hmm.
They're on about the legal stuff.
But Mark, when you say like these were physical threats against your daughter.
They were really, they said, we will jump you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. A young teenage girl. And she had been in international schools where to be different was celebrated. And I remember when we came back first last year, she was horrified that they're all the same, mummy, in school. And so she learned pretty quickly that difference is not tolerated. But that is fair enough, because that is the teenage brain. And so we need to just not focus on that, but we need to focus on what will help children.
But difference,
and I think,
the difference is tolerated now. This difference is celebrated, surely, in Ireland now.
But not online, and not if you saw the abusive texts and from other parents. It might be, but children are afraid to report, and we need to respect that.
And Margaret,
the bystanders need to be brought in, and they need to be encouraged to report in school.
And Margaret,
I think will help.
Do you think you alluded there? You said difference is not tolerated. What way was your daughter different? Whatever that means. But what way was she different?
Exactly, not at all. I think that she made a comment about that other girls looked pretty, because I'm always like admiring other women and singers, and she's gorgeous, etc. And I think they decided to take that up, basically that she was gay or whatever.
Oh my God.
But that's neither here nor there. But even if she was or not, I just think, oh my God, I thought homophobia was gone
Done.
I feel for parents the children don't talk to the parents, like, and it's a massive problem. And like, I see the amount of children that are having mental health problems, leading to suicide, and the law, there isn't a law really there. I know there's the criminal law 97, but it's not actually a crime to have vulgar abuse. And I think, like our TDs, like in the constitution, their main function is to be legislators.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they doing about it? There has to be, you know, everybody has to be involved. I'm horrified from speaking to all the different parents that it's just, they don't seem to get the support. And because it was nipped in the bud, immediately, done, finished, over with.
And how did those other parents react to, you know, Margot?
Obviously, one positively, because she got an apology.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it was immediate. There was none of this thing of, I hear they discuss it and they have to bring it before the board.
But the sting of your point is, apart from that awful scenario that hit your daughter, I hope she's okay. You're saying that bullying, you're saying the legislature should do something about bullying, should actually take it very, very seriously and get down to legislating. Yeah, okay.
Because you can't be prosecuted. So, and I know nobody wants to go down the legal route. That should be the last option. But maybe there's... do you remember the Phoebe Prince? I've never forgotten that girl in America. Suicide over online bullying. But they did get the law changed there. Leave Phoebe's law. And those children were prosecuted. Because children know there is no sanction. They don't, and even if there's zero tolerance in the schools, most schools, they just don't seem to act immediately.
Okay, good point. But I think your point now that the legislature should start thinking and looking at other countries and how they deal with bullying. It's so serious. Okay, Margot Sullivan, going to meet a Margaret. Margot, thanks indeed. 51551, Joe at RT.ie.